Cuomo railed against President Trump and his administration, saying they are anti-American and opposed to everything that Dr. King preached about. But he says the Democratic Party got it wrong in 2016. Without mentioning the names of former President and former First Lady Bill and Hillary Clinton, who Cuomo's been close to, the governor said the party got disconnected from the middle class. He says working people were desperate and believed Trump's promises that they would get mills and factories back in the U.S.
There's no economy that goes backwards. It was a fantasy. But when your reality is that painful, you will believe a fantasy.
He says the Democratic Party also underdelivered for our minority supporters. Cuomo criticized inequalities in education in New York State, and he announced that he's signing an executive order to allow people on parole to vote. The governor blamed the Republican-led state Senate for rejecting a bill that he proposed to make that change.
I'm unwilling to take no for an answer. I'm going to make it law by executive order, and I announce that here today.
Cuomo says he's content to run for re-election for governor this year and won't say whether he's running for president in 2020. But he told the crowd that he believes New York is the most progressive state in the nation and can show the rest of the country how to do things. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.